With lightning speed, the coronavirus pandemic has brutally disrupted our economy, forcing businesses to close and people to lose their jobs. The layoffs have hit people hard here as they have elsewhere, as business leaders grapple with new and uncertain terrain. Charles Wood is Vice President of Economic Development at the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here, Ray.
Tell us how the Chamber is helping businesses navigate COVID-19.
This is clearly an unprecedented time, both for our country, but also for our community, for Chattanooga. And so businesses are really finding themselves in a position that most would not have imagined even just a month ago. And so the Chamber has really pivoted its communications, talent, and economic development efforts to try and address some of these challenges for our members, but also for the community at large. So we're really, everything we're doing, we're trying to keep an eye out for kind of the larger audience, if you will, and have really brought a number of our members and investors, as well as Mayor Coppinger and Mayor Burke and their teams at the county and the city alongside as well to kind of work on that. And so we've focused really along kind of lines inside the organization. You know, the first, which is really the heavy lift, is really around communications and kind of making sure that we're doing our best to communicate out resources, opportunities to connect, and then kind of ways for businesses to identify and take advantage of resources that are out there. The next is education and workforce support. And the third is kind of continuing our economic development efforts and supporting our entrepreneurs. If you think about kind of matching people right now that have been impacted, I would say particularly the hospitality sectors and food service have been impacted in a really big way. But in the meanwhile, there are other employers that are hiring. And it's just because of a shift in what have become now, I think, kind of what's become now the new normal. And so one of our partners and members that's heavily involved in the Chamber is Food City. You know, they've hired, I think, 1,200 people here in the last week. And one of our goals was to match up the employees of our members that unfortunately had been impacted with folks at Food City. And so we're doing that at a couple of levels now with different partners. We have a company that is transitioning really to make and manufacture some products for the healthcare sector. And so they're going to add a second shift. And then we had Reagan Outdoors really offer up a number of their billboards to help get the word out. And we're pushing it out on social media. This is on our website as well. But taking advantage of kind of some of the partners that are out there and their willingness to help in a time of need. And so that employee matching is a really important thing right now.
And you're providing conference calls, multiple conference calls with local experts to help connect people every business day.
We started off with a program from HHM this week, and then a session with Soundcore and Stratton Tingle for folks that are musicians. I mean, you know, it's hard being a musician and no matter what, and in an environment like this, it makes it a lot harder. And for folks that want to see those, they're through our Microsoft Teams channel. But if you miss them, you can go to the Chattanooga Chamber's YouTube channel. And I would say probably the most important one we've done, Lynn Chestnut at the Small Business Development Center, who talked through SBA disaster loans for small businesses. And this is really probably the primary tool right now that's available to small business owners, entrepreneurs, to be able to kind of take advantage of getting some resources that will allow them to keep the doors open, cover some of their costs in the interim.
And tell us about the help from businesses to the Hamilton County schools at this time.
Sure. We worked alongside of the school system, both from the chamber perspective, but also along with Chattanooga 2.0 and then some of our other partners to support education in the community, and have really geared that effort up over the last couple of years. But we've certainly had to kind of change gears. We've worked to raise a little over $100,000 along with the Community Foundation and some others for some technology needs for Hamilton County students, right? So you've got a number of students, frankly, that don't have a computer, don't have access to a computer or internet in the house. And so that has helped. And then we're also working with EPB and others to make sure that there's kind of widespread Wi-Fi access for those students that are now at home. And so creating hotspots is a critical component, and EPB, which is a longstanding partner with the chamber, is active with that. And we're doing our best to kind of get the word out. So, you know, we think that from an education perspective is going to be really important. You'll hear more about Stay Smart Hamilton campaign, which Stay Smart is really around providing resources and ensuring that learning continues kind of throughout this time. And so if you have a stay-at-home child right now, and then you're also working at home at the same time, this can be a really challenging time. And so we want to make sure that there are resources that are easily available. And we're linking everything I've just talked about is out there on our website. I think those components for the schools are going to be really important. And we've got to make sure that our students, you know, hopefully everything comes along and gets back to normal. But we want to make sure that our students really don't miss anything they have to.
We've been dealt a massive sudden shock, and we are still absorbing that shock as we speak. And we are going to continue to absorb that for the near future, for sure. Beyond absorbing that shock, beyond settling into whatever we call the new normal here, what conversations are you folks at the Chamber having amongst yourselves and with other businesses in this community when it comes to things such as resilience?
Chattanooga is blessed with a very diverse economy, so we're very fortunate to have that. And I would tell you that one of the things that we're incredibly thankful for is the fiber capacity in the market for those folks that have to either work at home or learn at home. The connectivity allows us to be much more resilient than a lot of other communities around the country. So we're certainly fortunate for that. But I think that kind of looking at this, unfortunately, as a necessary exercise as we think about the future and how we make sure we stay resilient is critical. I think for us, we're having a number of conversations with our large businesses in the community. Mayor Burke pulled together a call with a group of bankers from around Chattanooga to talk through making sure that there's capital available, there's relationships in place so that when the doors can open back up, that our companies are ready to hire again and kind of move forward quickly. We've done a session pretty recently on business continuity planning. And so we're trying to do a host of things and bring a number of partners together around the table to do that. There's a daily call right now that the Enterprise Center has put together for our entrepreneurship ecosystem partners. And so if you think about groups like the CoLab at Launch Chattanooga and the Incubator, they're on that call every day. And so for us, we are blessed with having a very diverse economy, being in a place where we tend not to see big weather events and things like that that can impact the coasts. But at the same time, I think this is a learning opportunity for the community, for the business community, to really look at how we make sure that we're putting systems in place to make sure that we can be resilient in times of challenge. And I will say, I've seen some just kind of heartwarming outreach from people in the community that are doing great things. And the Chamber is doing everything we can to support those. So we have a new food incubator that's gearing up on MLK, and they're actually putting together meal boxes for folks that have been impacted that are in the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry. And we've got private sector businesses that are donating to them food that can go in those. You know, we've just seen a host of people that have stepped up, and there's actually a section on the Chamber's website around that. We're trying to connect as many people as we can to have them get engaged and help and kind of support folks that are finding themselves in a position they wouldn't have imagined even a month ago.
And where can people go online for more information?
I'd encourage people to go to the chattanoogachamber.com. So that's our main website. And we've rebuilt that site basically to focus on some core things in the community. So the first is really around healthcare and kind of local updates for the community and health updates. The second is around opportunities to shop local and shop online local. So the businesses that are open, businesses that are doing drive-through or delivery if you're a restaurant. And then a section on where to give and where to get help is also on our site. And so that includes some of our partners with places like United Way, the city, and others. And then employee and employer resources for folks that are unfortunately having to lay off employees, for employees that have been laid off and are looking for opportunities, and then also for employers that are hiring. So ChattanoogaChamber.com is really meant to be a resource. You go to that first page, and it's a pretty easy path to figure out what you're looking for.
All right, Charles, thanks so much.
Absolutely. We're stronger together, and so we appreciate WUTC and everything you're doing for the community as well.